Thunberg, climate crisis demands we dismantle all colonial, racist, and patriarchal systems of oppression. Again, it's not about saving the planet. It's about amassing as much power as possible. That is their end goal, and they don't even hide it anymore. In a column for the George Soros-funded outlet Project Syndicate, and I'm sure she didn't write this without the help of anyone else, Greta Thunberg said the climate crisis is not just about the environment. There you have it. They admit it once again. It's about amassing as much power as possible over your life, lecturing you on driving a car while they whiz around the world in their private jets, while she pals around with Arnold Schwarzenegger, who has a garage full of muscle cars and tanks, and Leonardo DiCaprio, who vacations on 400-foot yachts owned by Middle Eastern oil sheikhs, but you can't take a hot bath. We're going to get back into the news here in a second, but first I want to direct your attention to the big Cyber Week sales available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, where we have up to 50% off on a ton of great products. Again, Christmas is coming up. There's still time to stock up and get the right presents for your loved ones. Don't give them tat that they're not going to want or they're going to re-gift. Give them stuff they're actually going to use at massive 50% discounts, like the natural deodorant, which is part of the Emrix Essentials line, available right now for a whopping 50% off at just $6.47. We've got the Pro Pure G2.0 Big 304 water filter. That makes an absolutely fantastic gift for Christmas, available right now for just $209. Again, 132 reviews, the vast majority of them absolutely excellent. Go and read the reviews for that. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. Everyone uses toothpaste. Why not get it from us? Available right now for the low price of $14.95. Again, 15 reviews, all of them 5-star. We've got some great T-shirts as well. The Trump is Innocent T-shirt, as well as, of course, the Christmas lights are a lot like Epstein. They don't hang themselves T-shirt. That's going to be a big hit this Christmas. We've also got the nascent iodine power pack available, again, at a whopping 50% off, where you get the Survival Shield X3, X2, and Brain Force as part of that package. We also have the Operation InfoWars sticker pack available right now for just $9.95. All of that is available at InfoWarsStore.com as part of the Cyber Week sale. Massive discounts, free shipping, triple Patriot points, 5 free stickers on every order, and 10 free stickers on every large order. Please support this network by getting the specials, taking advantage of that at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, Greta Thunberg is back in the news, as she is every 5 friggin' minutes. This is out of Information Liberation. Thunberg, climate crisis demands we dismantle all colonial, racist, and patriarchal systems of oppression. Again, it's not about saving the planet. It's about amassing as much power as possible. That is their end goal, and they don't even hide it anymore. In a column for the George Soros-funded outlet Project Syndicate, and I'm sure she didn't write this without the help of anyone else, Greta Thunberg said the climate crisis is not just about the environment. There you have it. They admit it once again. It's about amassing as much power as possible over your life, lecturing you on driving a car while they whiz around the world in their private jets, while she pals around with Arnold Schwarzenegger, who has a garage full of muscle cars and tanks, and Leonardo DiCaprio, who vacations on 400-foot yachts owned by Middle Eastern oil sheikhs, but you can't take a hot bath, you can't drive a vehicle. But the need is wider. The need is to dismantle all so-called colonial, racist, and patriarchal systems of oppression, which, of course, means vacuuming the power out of one place and putting it into their own hands. The column was co-written with climate activist Luisa Neubauer, who insists she's not Greta's handler, despite widespread claims to the contrary, and Angela Valenzuela, who is described as a coordinator of Fridays for Future in Santiago. Basically, they admit that it's not just about saving the planet. It never was about saving the planet. It was about amassing as much power as possible. And in fact, I posted a tweet off the back of this, where in 1989, and bear in mind, this goes back to the 60s, where we had Paul Ehrlich's Population Bomb book, which was the foundational text for a lot of this climate change alarmism, which literally said that hundreds of millions of people would starve to death by the 1970s, 1980s, of course, never happened, but that was the foundational text for all this hysteria. And I flash back to an article from 1989 with the headline, UN predicts disaster if global warming not checked. This was 30 years ago. A senior UN environmental official says entire nations could be wiped off the face of the earth by rising sea levels if the global warming trend is not reversed by the year 2000. We flash forward to a story today out of the BBC, climate talks to open as point of no return looms. So 30 years apart, they're saying the world is about to end, it's about to collapse. In 1989, in 2019, the rhetoric is exactly the same. Same hysteria, same alarmism, same lies. And Thunberg's warning about dismantling colonialism and oppression. Of course, we had the big Extinction Rebellion protests here in London a couple of months ago. And I dug into what their actual demands were, and this was a headline that we had at the time. Extinction Rebellion co-founder says climate protest is about ending idea heterosexuality is normal. What does that have to do with the climate? Absolutely nothing, because again, this is nothing to do with the climate. In a lengthy article for Medium entitled Extinction Rebellion Isn't About the Climate, that's out their own mouths, Stuart Basden, who was the co-founder of this group, revealed the true goals of the far-left environmentalist action group, which again is to blame European civilization, to blame colonialism, and then to openly admit they want to dismantle the patriarchy, white supremacy, which basically means whoever holds the power now. And he also wrote, quote, the delusions of heterosexism, heteronormativity, propagate the idea that heterosexuality is normal and that other expressions of sexuality are deviant. So again, he admits it's nothing to do with the climate. It's about dismantling the idea that heterosexuality is normal. This is how far they want to go. Of course, we had the other founder of Extinction Rebellion basically coming out and saying that people need to die for them to achieve their agenda. So again, they're not backward in coming forward. If you actually scratch below the surface, they are honest with their true motivations. Headline up on InfoWars, Bernie Sanders circa 1991, we may lose the planet for our grandchildren. Again, that was 2 years after the UN came out and said basically the world's going to end in the year 2000. In 91, Sanders warned we may lose the planet for our grandchildren in a speech. He said that the crisis has resurfaced. He said we may lose the planet for our grandchildren, added that the environmental crisis cannot be addressed unless you deal with the economic crisis at the same time. Again, it's about a transfer of wealth and power. Meanwhile, in Sweden, Church of Sweden unveils altarpiece of paradise featuring gay couples and transgender serpent, once again reminding us how important anal sex really is. In fact, I was watching the football over the weekend, and now with the graphics flashes on the soccer games, as you would call them, where there's a highlight from the game and they flash from the live shot to the highlights, they have a swish of a graphic that goes past the screen. Now that screen is rainbow colored. All the corner flags on the pitch are rainbow colored, again, reminding us of the utmost importance of anal sex. Or is there a different agenda at hand in terms of what they're trying to push? Well, in Sweden, in Malmo, surprise, surprise, they've got a new altarpiece meant to celebrate inclusivity by replacing Adam and Eve in a paradise with gay couples in suggestive poses while depicting the serpent tempting them as a transgender woman. Meanwhile, also in Sweden, man drives car into gym, wrote letter mentioning Osama bin Laden. A 29-year-old man drove a car into a gym in Stockholm during a handball match, with authorities treating the incident as a possible terror attack after they discovered a letter written by the suspect which mentioned Osama bin Laden. He also mentioned he wanted to see people die. Those are his own words. They released him for drunk driving. In fact, they initially released him. They arrested him when they found this letter mentioning wanting to kill people in the name of Osama bin Laden. And as far as I know, the latest on this is that they released him once again. That's Malmo, that's Sweden. Meanwhile, Yazidi slave confronts ISIS captor who raped her and was then given refugee status in Germany. This was in 2014 when Ashwag Haji Hamid was captured and sold as a slave after thousands of men were killed by Islamic State terrorists in the Yazidi heartland of Mount Sinjar in 2014. So she later met him on the streets of Germany, Stuttgart, Germany, after having been trafficked, abused, sexually assaulted on a daily basis by this ISIS militant. She's given refugee status in Germany, but so is he. They meet on the streets. He then threatens her, saying, I know where you live. She goes to the German authorities. The German authorities say, there's nothing we can do about it because he's been given refugee status. So finally, now she had a chance to confront her captor, her rapist, on Iraqi television. And she said, now you know what torture is, what it's like to be tortured, what loneliness is. If you had any sense, any feelings, you wouldn't have raped me when I was 14 years old, she added. And again, given what happened in Cologne, Germany, there must be many hundreds of similar ISIS militants who are out on the streets, just like there are in the UK. But now apparently we can't even have a debate about them being released, even off the back of one of them being released after just 8 years for literally plotting mass murder to bomb the London Stock Exchange, and then going on after he was released to kill two people in London. Absolutely incredible situation here in London. That's going to wrap it up for the show. Breaking news at summit.news. Please take advantage of the specials at infowarsstore.com. Coming up next is War Room with Owen Schroyer. Don't go away.
Now it's easier than ever to have band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest band.video. You will now have band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want, be sure and share band.video.
DNA Force Plus, our flagship product, is now back in stock after being sold out for 3 months. DNA Force is the most incredible product that we offer at InfoWarsStore.com out of a list of other game-changing products like X2, X3, our amazing turmeric product, bodies, our colloidal silver, our wound gel, our fluoride-free toothpaste. They're all really top-rate products that God gave us through Mother Nature. The DNA Force Plus is really something special. It's got high-quality PQQ, CoQ10, and then a long list of other naturally occurring ingredients that turbocharge the PQQ and the CoQ10. Little bitty bottles of PQQ and CoQ10 are $30, $40, $50 at the store. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has a large dose of PQQ and CoQ10 of the highest quality sources, with, again, all of these other ingredients that clean out the cells, that have been proven to help regrow nerves, and just so many incredible things. Look into PQQ, look into CoQ10, and see why it's been called the fountain of youth. It doesn't make your telomeres grow, it just makes them shrink slower, which is the same thing, half full, half empty. Again, the telomeres, when they divide too many times, stop dividing, and that's what aging is. And I almost forgot, DNA Force isn't just back in stock, it's 50% off. Now, they sell similar strong formulas at medical clinics, and doctors promote it for $200, $300 because it really does help people, but those clinics mark them up 5 to 7 times. We're not doing that. So you cannot find a formula better than this anywhere near this price. 50% off DNA Force Plus, InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase also funds the InfoWars, so it's a total 360 win.